Bismillah, wassalat, wassalam, ala rasulillah, wa ala ali wa man wala wa ba'd. This evening, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, this is going to be our first session with the topic, Dua al-Mu'mineen, wa da'awat al-Mu'mineen, al-Madhkura fi al-Qur'an. Yani the supplications of the believers that are mentioned in the Qur'an. Before we read, and unfortunately, as I mentioned a few moments ago, this book has not been translated into English, so we don't have an English translation available, but it's being worked on, and hopefully, at some point, we'll have a translation available to distribute.
Are there any other books?
There's Arabic. Sure, if somebody needs the Arabic copy, I'll just put it right here, if anybody needs one. But brothers, we don't have that many copies, so I would appreciate it if the person who takes it is somebody who's actually going to be able to use it, so that somebody else, and he is not deprived of it. And if necessary, if somebody needs Arabic, like next week, inshallah, we can make some more copies, no problem. That's easy. It's just that I didn't think we would need that many copies. So, if somebody needs one, I think I have one more here. If somebody didn't get one, I might have one more in here. Yeah, I still have one if somebody needs one, Arabic. Again, our topic tonight is Da'awat al-Mu'mineena al-Madhkura fi al-Qur'an, yani the supplications of the believers that have been mentioned in the Qur'an. And I'm going to be very brief in the introduction to this topic. And the Shaykh, the author, Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abad al-Badr, Hafidhahum Allah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. In his introduction to the topic, he's very brief, so I'm also going to be brief. And I'm just going to mention one thing, and that is that I had actually considered doing this topic for some years. Yani some years went by, and I kept skipping over it. And then this year, when we were doing the book, the dua that is not rejected, it came to my mind that this would be a natural continuation of that topic. Yani some supplications that are of such great importance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has selected these supplications from all of the millions and billions of believers on the face of the earth who have been supplicating to him, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the beginning of time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected these supplications of all of those supplications that people have supplicated with, yani other than the prophets, and he considered these people and their supplications to be of such importance that they are placed in the Qur'an for people to read and to reflect upon and to supplicate with until the end of this world. So I hope inshallah that these supplications, all of them, or at least some of them, we will find a real need for and a desire to learn, to memorize, to understand, and to begin to use in our personal lives. May Allah grant us success in doing so. So the Shaykh, he begins, Da'awat al-Mu'mineen, and it has number one because there are 10 chapters of these supplications, and each chapter contains one or two or three supplications. Yani some chapters have multiple supplications and some may have only one. So in this particular chapter we have two supplications. This is the first chapter, and there are two supplications in this chapter. The first supplication is a more general, comprehensive supplication that probably includes everything that a person needs to ask for. And the second one is a little bit more specific for a particular occasion, and that is when a person is in probably one of the most frightening, terrifying, difficult situations that a person is going to experience in this world, and that is on the battlefield. And by the way, the first supplication also entails one of the most frightening and difficult situations that a person is going to be confronted with, or the most difficult situation that a person is going to be confronted with, and that is the standing before Allah and the that which will be in front of the people, the paradise and the hellfire. So the Shaykh, he begins briefly by saying, لقد ذكر الله في كتابه المجيد دعوات وصف بها عباده المؤمنين وأثنى عليهم بها. So indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has mentioned in His glorious, noble, illustrious book, da'awat, supplications, with which He has described His believing worshippers. Yani He described His worshippers, His ibad, al-mu'minina, with these supplications. He described them, why what? By the supplications that they made. He made that as a description for them. And likewise, by these supplications, He praised them. وَأَثْنَى عَلَيْهِمْ By these supplications. Yani the importance of these supplications is such that Allah describes these people with their supplications. And what they said to Him, what they called upon Him for. And He praised them for it. وَهَكَى عَنْ بَعْدِ الصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ كَلِمَاتٍ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ تَعَالَى بِهَا فِي بَعْدِ الْمَوَاقِفِ المناسبات حسنة في مبناها وعظيمة في مدلولها ومعناها. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned or related to us from some of the righteous people, as-salihin, from amongst His worshippers. He has narrated or related to us some words that they supplicated to Allah the Most High with on certain occasions or in particular situations, like we'll see in the second supplication here on the occasion of the battlefield. And the Shaykh, he says that these words and these supplications were hasana fi mabnaha wa azima fi madluliha wa ma'naha. Yani they were beautifully composed and they were magnificent in what they indicated, what they pointed to, and their meanings. Then he says, and this is yani a call to us, yani that we always try to yani mention the need for us to not just accumulate information but to apply it, to use it, to utilize it in our lives. The Shaykh says, وَحَرِيٌّ بِالْعَبْدِ الْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ يُعْنَى بِهَا وَيَتَأَمَّلَهَا وَيَتَدَبَّرَهَا وَأَنْ يَحْرِصْ عَلَى حِفْظِهَا والدعاء الله بها كل منها في مقامه ومناسباته. He said that it is befitting, it is becoming of the Muslim worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they give attention to these supplications, and that they reflect upon them, and that they contemplate these supplications, and that they be eager and diligent in seeking to memorize them and to supplicate to Allah with them, each one of them in its particular situation or circumstance, appropriate situation or circumstance. فَإِنَّهُ سُبْحَانُهُ إِنَّمَا ذَكَرَهَا فِي كِتَابِهِ وَهَكَاهَا فِيهِ لِيَتَدَبَّرَهَا عِبَادُهُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَلْيَأْخُذُوا بِهَا. And indeed, the very reason why Allah mentioned these supplications in His book and why He conveyed them to us in His book, it was so that we would contemplate the meanings of these supplications, that the worshippers of Allah, the believing worshippers of Allah, would contemplate on their meanings and would utilize them. So here the point is very, very important. It is that Allah placed these supplications in His book, in the Quran, for us to look at them, to examine them, to reflect on them, to contemplate them, to memorize them, and to supplicate with them. That's what they are there for. That's what they are there for. So it is incumbent upon the Muslim, yani who cares about himself, to give care to these supplications, to reflect and contemplate upon them, and to be diligent in seeking to memorize them and to supplicate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them. The Shaykh, that's the end of his introduction. He says, وَفِيمَا يَلِي أَرْضٌ لِطَائِفَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ مِنْ هَذِهِ الدَّعْوَاتِ مَا وَقَفَاتِ يَسِيرًا مَا بَعْدْ مَعَانِيهَا وَفَوَاعِدِهَا. So in what follows, yani in the chapters that follow, in this chapter and the following chapters, 10 of them, is the mention of a blessed collection of these supplications, accompanied by brief or short reflections upon some of their meanings and their benefits. The first of them, فَمِنْ ذَٰلِكَ, from amongst those supplications, is قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, the saying of Allah the Most High, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Yani from the second surah of the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, and the 201st ayat. Let me mention here before going into the explanation of the Shaykh. Shaykh Abdul Rahman Al-Sa'di, he mentions concerning in his tafsir of these ayats, the context that they came in was in the occasion of the performance of pilgrimage, and that some of the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. Some of the people say, oh Allah, give us something from this world, the dunya things. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. And this person will not have any portion of the hereafter. All they were interested in was the dunya, that's what they asked for, and that's what they get. In the following ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And from amongst the people are those who say, O our Rabb, give us, in this world that which is good, and in the hereafter that which is good, and save us from the punishment of the fire. So, the context of this dua is a comparison between the people, those who are merely interested in the world and the worldly things, and those who are interested in their portion of this world, as well as what is more important is that which Allah has for the believers in the next life. Now, so the Shaykh actually here in the book, he gives us some discussion of each of the points of this supplication, and they are basically three sentences. رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Asking for the good of this world, asking for the good of the next life, and asking to be saved from the punishment of the hellfire. And perhaps it may or may not be clear that seeking punishment from the hellfire is inclusive of asking to be admitted into the paradise. Because there are only two options. A person is either going to be in the paradise, they're going to be in the hellfire. If a person asks for the paradise, they might be given the paradise, but it doesn't mean that before they enter the paradise that they're not going to have some punishment in the hellfire. But if a person asks to be saved from the hellfire, then there's no chance. And if they're saved from the hellfire, there's no option except that, and they're going to enter paradise. So it is important here, to reflect sometimes on some of these words, even though they are brief, the importance of them, the meaning of these words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose from amongst the dua of the people, this particular supplication, to place it in his book for us to look at, reflect upon, understand, comprehend its meaning, memorize it, and supplicate with it. It is a comprehensive dua, asking for the good of this world, the good of the next life, and to be admitted into the paradise and saved from the hellfire. So the Shaykh, he says in his explanation of this dua, هذا الدعاء العظيم وهذا الدعاء العظيم قد أخبر الله تعالى به في كتابه عن قوم من أهل الإيمان به وبرسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ممن حج بيته الحرام أنهم يسألون ربهم عز وجل بهذا الدعاء على وجه المدح لهم والثناء عليهم لأنهم جمعوا في دعائهم بين مصلحة الدارين الدنيا والآخرة. This great, magnificent supplication, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us of it in His book from a people who are the people who had iman in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From amongst those who were performing pilgrimage to his sacred house. the Kaaba in Mecca. And he is informing us that these people are asking their Rabb Azza wa Jalla with this dua. They're asking their Rabb with this dua. And the Shaykh is saying that Allah informed us about all of this in a manner, ala waj al madh lahum wa thana alayhim, in a manner, yani, that it is intended to be a means of praise of them, to praise them and to commend them. Yani, his mention of these words by these people, it is, yani, intended to be a praise of them, a glorification of them. And that is because they have combined in their dua between that which is good for them in both worlds, in this world and in the next life. Yani, they have joined between the good of this world and the good of the next life. And then the Shaykh explains the words, yani, the three parts of this supplication. Before he explains the first request in this supplication, that is to give us the good of this world, before that, he mentions that they are calling upon Allah with his name, Ar-Rabb, Rabbana. And this is really significant because, as we remember from the previous class, that from the things that, yani, make it more likely that a person's dua would be accepted is that they mention Allah's names and his sifat and his tawheed. And all of that is contained here. Yani, the name of Allah, Rabb, and the sifa of Allah, Ar-Rububiyya, which is contained in that name. And this is also a part of tawheed. So in this single word, yani, they have used all of these means of nearness to Allah in order to have their dua accepted. Rabbana, the Shaykh says, they're saying, Rabbana is nida'un fihi iqrarun bil-rububiyya al-mustalzima li-tawheedihi fil-uluhiyya wa-i'tiqadi kamalihi wa-jalalihi fil-dhati wa-sifati wal-af'al. Yani, in this one single word, Rabbana, it contains, yani, a call or an invitation which is an affirmation of the rububiyya of Allah, that rububiyya which necessitates the acknowledgement of his uluhiyya. And this is from the principles of the people of Sunnah that is derived from the Quran, that the acknowledgement of tawheed, ar-rububiyya, necessitates the acknowledgement of tawheed al-uluhiyya. Yani, the person who acknowledges that Allah is the Rabbul Alameen, that he is the creator and the owner and the controller of everything that exists, necessitates then that they also acknowledge that he's the only one then that deserves to be worshipped. So the Shaykh is saying here that this single word, Rabbana, it is a call containing affirmation, attestation to the Rububiyya that necessitates Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. Yani, the Tawheed of Rububiyya, yani, acknowledging that Allah is the Rabb, yani, also necessitates that a person acknowledge that he's the only one that deserves to be worshipped. And likewise, it also entails i'tiqad, yani, a firm conviction in the heart of his kamal and his jalal, in his that and his sifat and his af'al. Yani, also this word Rabbana also entails that the person who is saying that would have a firm conviction in their heart, a firm conviction in their heart of Allah's perfection and his majesty in terms of his that, his divine being, and his sifat, his qualities and characteristics, and his af'al, his actions. Yani, that Allah's, yani, divine being himself, his characteristics, his qualities, and his actions are all perfect and majestic and glorious and sublime. Then the Shaykh says, وَقَوْلُهُمْ آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً, give us in this world that which is good. دُعَاءٌ بِخَيْرَ الدُّنْيَا كُلِّهِ. Yani, this is a supplication requesting the good of this world in its entirety. Everything that is hasana in this world. And of course, by hasana we mean hasana, yani, in accordance with the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in accordance with the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah considers to be good. Everything that Allah considers to be good in this world is requested in these words, atina fid dunya hasana. And the Shaykh says that is because الحسنة المطلوبة في الدنيا تشمل كل مطلوب دنيوي مما يحسن وقعه عند العبد. And that is because the hasana that is desired, that is requested in this world includes every worldly request, everything in the world that is desirable, yani within Allah's law. From those things which a person would consider, if he were to have them, he would consider it to be good to have. And the Shaykh, he mentions here, yani from amongst those things that are considered to be the hasana, the good things of this world, he mentions 10 things. And most of what he mentions is from what has been mentioned by Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di in his tafsir of this ayat, in which he says concerning this particular yani statement in the ayat, he says, الحسنة المطلوبة في الدنيا, yani the good that is requested, that is desired in this world, يدخل فيها كل ما يحسن وقعه عند العبد. Yani a part of that, yani inclusive in that, is everything that a person would consider to be good if they were to have it. من رزق حني واسع حلال وزوجة صالحة وولد تقر به العين والراحة وعلم نافية وعمل صالح ونحو ذلك من المطالب المحبوبة المباحة. So Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, he says, inclusive in the good things that are desired in this world, yani that a person would consider to be good if he were to have them, is yani provisions that are lawful, that are plentiful, and that yani bring joy to a person. Yani rizqun haniyun wasi'un halalin. And this means that yani a person has to realize that provisions, sustenance in this world, it has to be restricted to that which is lawful. This reminds us that our provisions in this world must be restricted to that which is lawful. It's not just that we have provisions that bring joy to us, that are plentiful, but rather they must also be halal. A righteous spouse, a child that brings joy to your eyes, comfort and rest, beneficial knowledge, righteous actions, and whatever is similar to that from the permissible, beloved, desirable things that people request in this world. So this is how the Shaykh mentioned it in his tafsir, Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di. And Shaykh Abdul Razak adds to those 6 things, he adds 4 more things. He says that inclusive of the things that are considered to be hasana, good in the dunya, he says, min afiyatin, yani that a person has good health and well-being. It wasn't mentioned by the Shaykh in the tafsir. Wa rizqan haniyan wasi'an halalan, and also provisions that are plentiful, that are pleasing, that are lawful. Wa darin rahbatin, and he didn't mention this in the tafsir, yani a house that is spacious. Wa zawjatin saliyatin, a righteous wife. Wa waladin taqarru bihi al-ayn, yani a child that will be pleasing to a person's eye, yani that a person will be happy about, because that child is obedient to Allah, is worshipping Allah, is upon the deen of Allah. وَعِلْمٍ نَافِيٍ, beneficial knowledge. وَعَمِلٍ صَالِحٍ, righteous deeds. وَأَمْنٍ وَرَاحَةٍ, yani safety and comfort. And safety, the Shaykh didn't mention in the tafsir as well. وَثَنَاءٌ جَمِيلٌ, and this also the Shaykh didn't mention in the tafsir, yani being mentioned with beautiful praise. وَنَحْوِ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْمَطَالِبِ الْمَحْبُوبَةِ الْمُبَاحَةِ وَهَذَا جَامِعٌ بِمَا أَوْرَدَهُ الْمُفَسِّرُونَ مِنَ الْإِبَارَاتِ فِي هَذَا الْمَقَامِ. Then the Shaykh says, after mentioning this, that this is a collection, or this brings together that which has been narrated by the scholars of tafsir concerning the expressions that were used, yani, in reference to this particular topic of the things that are hasana in this world. So from the things that are hasana in this world is that a person has good health and well-being. That's important. That's from the good things that a person would seek in this world. And if they were given it, they should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani provisions that are lawful, that are plentiful, that bring joy to a person are desirable. And as we already alluded to, that our provisions should be from that which is halal. A spacious home, yani where a person lives in a place that's comfortable for them. A righteous spouse, Yani, the language that's used here is Zawja Salihah, but we want to make it general, right? Because, yani, the man wants to have a righteous wife and the woman wants to have a righteous husband. Yani, a righteous spouse. And one of the things that a person has to consider when they're getting married, if a man wants to have a righteous wife, then he needs to look at himself and make sure that he's a righteous man. Otherwise, how could he be deserving of the righteous wife if he's not a righteous man? The child that brings joy to your eye, beneficial knowledge, not any knowledge. Yani, today, knowledge is sought irregardless of whether or not it's beneficial knowledge or not. And most of the knowledge that is available, whether it's in books, in the newspapers, the magazines, on the television stations, on the internet, most of it is not beneficial. Rather, most of it is harmful knowledge. But what is of the good things of this world is beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. Safety, and that a person feels safe and secure. Safe and secure. Not in a war-torn, war zone. Whether there's an actual war taking place or it's just war in the inner cities of America. And a person being in a place where they feel safe and secure is from the hasana of this world. And being comfortable, rest, being at peace. And yani, being mentioned with yani, a beautiful praise. And this and other things, the Shaykh said, other things like this that are permissible and that are beloved and desirable and sought after. And this, he said, is a yani, collection or gathering of that which has been narrated by the scholars of Tafsir in terms of the expressions that were used on this particular occasion, on this particular topic. Then he says, وَقَوْلُهُمْ وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً meaning, وَآتِنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً means, وَآتِنَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً and give us also, in the next life, that which is good. وَقَالَ الْحَافِظِ ابن كثير رحمه الله وَأَمَّا الْحَسَنَةُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ فَأَعْلَى ذَلِكَ دُخُولَ الْجَنَّةِ وتوابعه من الأمن من الفزع الأكبر في العرصات والتيسير الحساب وغير ذلك من الأمور الآخرة الصالحة. يعني الحافظ ابن كثير, الإمام ابن كثير in his tafsir of the Quran concerning this ayat, he says that as for the good things in the next life, then the highest of them, the best of them, the most noble of them is that a person, يعني, enters the paradise. Entering the paradise and what yani accompanies that, what follows that, or what goes along with that, meaning being safe from al-faza al-akbar fil arasat, yani that a person has safety and is secure on the occasion of the great terror at the time of the resurrection and the gathering and the accounting. And this is mentioned yani in the Quran. In the 21st surah, Surah Al-Anbiya, 103rd ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there will be people who would not be, yani, troubled, who would not be disturbed by this great terror that the rest of humanity would be terrified by. And that the angels would meet them. And the angels would say to them, هَذَا يَوْمُكُ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ Yani, this is your day, yani, what you were promised. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to protect you from the terrors of that day and reward you, yani, with the things that He is going to bless the believers with. So the Shaykh, he's saying here then that as far as the good of the next life, the highest and the best of it is that a person is admitted into paradise. And what accompanies that? Being saved from the terror, the great terror of the gathering and the place of standing on the time of resurrection. And also, that Allah facilitates for them their hisab, their accounting, that they have an easy accounting. And it's reported in an authentic hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Aisha radiallahu anha, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, yani, the easy reckoning. And she said, yani, what is this easy reckoning? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is that Allah would look at a person's deeds. Yani, all of the wrongs, yani, that they have committed, their omissions and commissions and sins and disobedience to Allah in their record, and He would pardon them for it. Yani, He wouldn't call them to account for it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave us the supplication on this occasion, Allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira. Yani, O Allah, grant us an easy accounting. Yani, an accounting in which He would pardon and overlook our shortcomings and our sins, our mistakes and errors that we have committed in this world. So here, Yani Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir mentions three things. Yani, the entry into paradise, being safe on the time of the great terror of the time of the resurrection, and also having an easy, Yani, accounting. And he said, other than this, from the righteous, Yani, the good things of the affairs of the next life. The Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, in his tafsir of this ayah, he mentions the good things of the hereafter, hasanatul akhirah hiya, and he mentions, Yani, a number of things that are not mentioned in the tafsir of Ibn Kathir. He said that the hasana in the next life here, as-salama min al-uqubat fil qabr wal-mawqif wal-nar, that a person will be saved from the punishments that are going to take place in the grave and at the time of standing for accounting, and Yani, the punishment in the hellfire, that a person will be saved from this. This is from the hasana of the akhirah. Wa husul ridha Allah, and that a person attains or obtains or achieves the pleasure of Allah. وَالْفَوْزْ بِالنَّعِيمَ الْمُقِيمِ, and that a person has the success of achieving the permanent, lasting, Yani, blessing, Yani, the good of that Allah has prepared for the believers in the next life. وَالْقُرْبْ مِنْ الرَّبِّ الرَّحِيمِ, and nearness to the merciful Rabb. He said, فَصَارَ هَذَا الدُّعَى, as a result of all of these things, he said, فَصَارَ هَذَا الدُّعَى أَجْمَى دُعَاءٍ وَأَكْمَلُ وَأَوْلَاهُ بِالْإِيثَارِ. Yani, so this supplication, because of what it contains, became the most comprehensive of supplications, and the most complete and perfect of supplications, and the one that is more rightfully to be given preference to over other supplications. وَهَذَا وَلِهَذَا, and for this reason, كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ يُكْثِرُ مِنَ الدُّعَى بِهِ وَالْحَثَ عَلَيْهِ, and for this reason, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to frequently, and he supplicate with this dua, and he used to encourage others to do so. The Shaykh Abdul Razak, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, he says concerning their statement, وَقَوْلُهُمْ وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, and save us from the punishment of the fire, يَعْنِي إِصْرَفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ النَّارِ وَهَذَا دُعَاءٌ بِالنَّجَاةِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَعَدْمُ دُخُولٍ فِيهَا. فهو يقتدي تيسير أسبابه في الدنيا من اجتناب المحارم والآثام وترك الشبهات والحرام. Yani, the Shaykh says that this statement, and save us, وَقِنَا عَذَابَنَا, save us, protect us from the punishment of the fire, it means that we are saying, turn away from us the punishment of the fire. This supplication is a request to be saved from the fire and to not even enter it, Yani, temporarily. And najat min an-nar wa adam ad-dukhul fiha, not only to be saved from the punishment of the fire, but not to not enter it at all, not even temporarily. And this requires, this necessitates, this dua, what it requires in order for that to be fulfilled, yaqtadi taysir asbabihi fi dunya, Yani, this necessitates that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitate for a person those causes or the means in this world through which they will be protected from the fire entering into it. And those means are that a person avoids, Yani, distance themselves completely from al-maharam wal-atham, from those things which are forbidden and the things that are sinful. Wa tarki ash-shubuhat wal-haram, and that they abandon the doubtful matters that they may have engaged in, to abandon them and to abandon everything that is unlawful. Yani, first and foremost, that a person distance themselves, keep themselves far removed from those things that are prohibited and that are forbidden. And secondly, that if a person has fallen into those things, that they give them up. Yani, these are the means through which a person is, Yani, protected from the punishment in the hellfire. That is, that in this world, Allah facilitates for them, Yani, that they will be given success, they will be given the tawfiq to distance themselves, to be far removed from the things that are disobedience to Allah, and if a person has fallen into them, to be able to give them up, to repent and to abandon them. The Shaykh says, so these are the three parts of the dua, and he give us the good of this world and the good of the next life, and save us from the punishment of the fire. Then the Shaykh says, وَيُعَدُّ هَذَا الدُّعَاءَ الْمُبَارَكُ مِنْ جَوَامِ الْأَدْعِيَةِ وَأَشْمَلِهَا لِخَيْرِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. يعني that this blessed supplication is counted or considered to be from amongst the comprehensive supplications and the all-inclusive supplications that include the good of this world and the next life. And for this reason, وَلِهَذَا وَرَدَتْ السُنَّةَ النَّبَوِيَّةَ بِبَيَانِ مَكَانَتِهِ وَالتَّرْغِيبِ فِيهِ وَالْحَثَ عَلَيْهِ. And for this reason, the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned or has recorded for us the clarification of the great high status or station of this dua, and the encouragement to supplicate with it, and the urging, that we are urged to supplicate with this supplication. كما في الحديث عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال كان أكثر دعاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار متفق عليه. يعني from those hadith, and the Shaykh mentions four hadith here, from those hadith which show the importance of this dua, the high station or status of this dua, and that a person, that a Muslim is encouraged to supplicate with it. Whoever didn't, have this dua as one of their frequent supplications, it has to be from now to become one of them. And the first indication of that is the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. He said, "Kana akthara dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." That this was the most frequently used dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to supplicate with this dua more than any other dua. Whatever your heart might be attached to of dua, don't give it up. But this dua has to be in first place, because that's how we follow our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever he gave preference to, we give preference to, because he is the one that's guided by Allah, by divine revelation, to that which is best. This hadith, the hadith of Anas, he reports that the most frequently used dua of the Prophet ﷺ was this dua, O our Rabb, give us the good of this world and the good of the hereafter, and save us from the punishment of the fire. Hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim. In the narration of Imam Muslim, it has the additional words, وَزَادَ مُسْلِمٌ فِي رِوَايَتِهِ وَكَانَ أَنَسٌ إِذَا أَرَادَ أَنْ يَدْعُوَ بِدَعْوَةٍ دَعَ بِهَا. In the narration of Muslim, he has the additional words. Anas is the narrator of the hadith. And in the narration of Muslim, he says, and Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, when he wanted to supplicate with one supplication, he would supplicate with this supplication. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ أَنْ يَدْعُوا بِدُعَاءٍ دَعَ بِهَا فِيهِ. And if he wanted to supplicate with numerous supplications, then he would include this supplication amongst them. And this also shows us how the companions of the Prophet ﷺ followed him. Anas narrates the hadith that the supplication of the Prophet ﷺ that he most frequently recited was this supplication, and then he followed that. If he supplicated with one supplication, it would be this one. If he supplicated with many, this one would be amongst them. And that should be our example as well. The example of the Prophet ﷺ and the example of his companions radiallahu anhum ajma'in. The second hadith that the Shaykh mentions concerning this is that which is reported by Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah, and the hadith is authentic on the authority of Abdullah ibn Sa'ib radiallahu anhu. Qala sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul ma bayna ruknayn ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. This hadith is reported in the Sunan of Abu Dawood. As I mentioned, Sheikh Al-Albani said that it is Hassan in his checking of the hadith of the Sunan of Abu Dawood. That Abdullah ibn Sa'ib radiallahu anhu said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was walking between the two corners. Araqnain, yani the Al-Yamani corner and the Blackstone corner. Between those, the last two corners of the Kaaba, as he's making tawaf, he said, when he's walking between those two corners, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, O Arab, give us the good of this world and the good of the next life and save us from the punishment of the fire. And again, this hadith is also a proof of the station and the status and the importance of this dua, and particularly in general, and particularly when a person is performing yani Hajj or Umrah, yani when they're making tawaf of the Kaaba, that it is from the Sunnah to recite this dua in that particular place. The third hadith the Shaykh mentions, rawa Muslim rahimahullah fi sahihihi an Anas radiyallahu anhu, and another hadith narrated by Imam Muslim rahimahullah on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aada yani zara aada rajulan min al muslimin qad khafata, yani he visited a person, yani a visiting of a sick person. He visited a man who from amongst the Muslims who had become thin or weak. Yani very, very thin or weak. Some of the explanations of this hadith, the scholars said, yani da'ufa wa hazula, yani that he became very weak and yani and thin. Wasara mithla al-farkh, and his condition was like that of a small bird or a baby chick. فَقَالَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ هَلْ كُنْتَ تَدْعُو بِشَيْءٍ أَوْ تَسْأَلُهُ إِيَّاهُ. Yani, the Prophet ﷺ looked at his condition and asked him, like, what happened to you? Yani, is it that you have been supplicating, asking for something particular? Yani, supplicating for something or asking for that thing? قَالَ نَعَمْ كُنْتُ أَقُولُ اللَّهُمَّ مَا كُنْتَ مُعَاقِبْنِي بِهِ فِي الْآخِرَةِ فَعَجِّلْهُ لِي فِي الدُّنْيَا. He said, yes, I was supplicating, saying, O Allah, whatever you're going to punish me with in the next life, in the hereafter, hasten it and punish me with it now. The Prophet ﷺ said, Subhanallah, لا تطيقه أو لا تستطيعه أفلا قلت اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. قال فدعا الله له فشفاه. يعني when the man said that, he's asking Allah, whatever you want to punish me in the next life, give it to me now. The Prophet ﷺ said, Subhanallah, you don't have the ability to deal with that. You will not be able to deal with that. He said, why then did you not say, Allahumma atina fid dunya hasana, give me the good of this world, and give me the good of the hereafter, and save me from the punishment of the fire. Yani, don't punish me with it, save me from the punishment of the fire. Ask for the good of this world and the good of the next life, and ask Allah to save you from that punishment. And don't ask Allah to punish you. You cannot deal with it. You cannot bear it. The Prophet ﷺ on this occasion as well suggested that this is the dua that a person should make, and this is the most comprehensive and the best of what one can ask for. The good of this world and the good of the next life, and to be saved from the hellfire. The final hadith that the Shaykh mentions, وَرَوَى al-Bukhari fil adab al-Mufrad rahimahullah, Imam al-Bukhari in his book Al-Adab al-Mufrad, which is a book outside of his book, the Sahih al-Bukhari, he narrates in that book, أن قوما أتوا Anas ibn Malik. Again, yani, this dua, right, is centered around Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah, yani this, and it shows that the importance of this dua, yani the people who saw that this dua was important to the Prophet, then they made it important to themselves. And this is what we need to do. And we need to follow their example. Because the Prophet ﷺ is our example as the Messenger of Allah. And his companions are our example as a community of people. And their example is important for us to follow. And Allah commands us to follow them. And praises those who follow them. And guarantees a good end for those who follow them. Radiallahu anhum ajma'in. In this hadith, Imam al-Bukhari narrates in Al-Adab al-Mufrad, أن قوما أتوا أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه ليدعوا لهم. يعني some people came to Anas ibn Malik so that he could supplicate for them. يعني requesting that he supplicate for them. فقيل له, it was said to him, إن إخوانك أتوك لتدعو الله لهم. يعني your brothers have come to you so that you would supplicate to Allah for them. قال اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وآتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يعني he said, O Allah, forgive us and have mercy upon us, and give us in this world that which is good, and in the hereafter that which is good, and save us from the punishment of the fire. And here, just briefly, I want to note that, yani, it was already mentioned that Anas ibn Malik, when he used to supplicate with one supplication, he would supplicate with this. And if he supplicated with multiple supplications, this would be amongst them. So here we see that he's asking for two of the most important things. And throughout this course, we're going to see that from the most frequently repeated dua of the believers that are mentioned in the Quran is asking for al-maghfirah wa rahmah. And these are two of the most important things that a person can ask for. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu added this, yani to his dua. Yani to this dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he added, Allahumma ghfir lana, O Allah, forgive us. Warhamna, and have mercy upon us. And Shaykh Abdul Razak, in a previous book that we discussed some time ago, he mentions a detailed discussion concerning the fact that everything that is good in this world and the next comes from the rahmah of Allah. And the maghfirah, also we know that a person will not enter the paradise unless they are forgiven. So he said, O Allah, forgive us. O Allah, have mercy upon us. And then he said, yani, and give us the good of this world and the good of the hereafter, and save us from the punishment of the fire. فَاسْتَزَادُهُ, so they asked him to increase, yani, make some more dua. Yani, they wanted more. Like, that's, we came here for dua. And they are seeking khair. فَقَالَ مِثْلَهَا, so he just made the same dua again, like he said the first time, and he said to them, إِنْ أُوتِيتُمْ هَذَا فَقَدْ أُوتِيتُمْ خَيْرُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, if you were to be given this, then you would have been given the good of this world and the next. Yani, all of it is contained in this dua. And this again, yani, shows the importance of this tremendous dua. May Allah grant us success to, yani, to learn it, to understand it, and that He place in our heart an inclination to recite it as much as is possible. The second dua that the Shaykh mentions is, he says, وَمِن دَعْوَات, and this dua is a little bit more specific than the first dua. It's a little bit more specific in terms of its occasion, but it is also, yani, of great, great importance, especially if a person finds themselves confronted with a dangerous situation, a difficult situation, maybe an overwhelming situation. Then this dua is, yani, this is a dua where a person is going to put their dependence on Allah. They're going to rely upon Allah. They're going to put their trust in Allah. They're going to seek help from Allah, seek refuge in Allah alone, because of the, yani, the occasion, the situation being what it is. وَمِن دَعْوَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْمَذْكُورِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ, and from amongst the supplications of the believers that are mentioned in the Qur'an, مَا وَرَدَ فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, that which came in the statement of Allah the Most High, وَلَمَّا بَرَزُوا لِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِهِ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Surah Al-Baqarah, second Surah, 250th Ayah. Yani, Allah mentions when they were faced, yani, on the battlefield with Jalut and his, yani, soldiers, his army. They said, O our Rabb, أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا, yani, pour upon us patience. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا, and make firm our feet. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ, and give us victory. Yani, support us, help us, and grant us victory over the disbelieving people. This supplication also composed of three parts. Also composed of three parts. The first part, أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. And this is also one of the very, very, very important things that a Muslim is in need of. Yani, sabr. Because, yani, it is sabr and shukr that is the success of the believer in this world. Being patient with whatever is difficult in this life, and being thankful for whatever Allah gives of good. O Allah, pour upon us patience, and make firm our feet on the battlefield, and grant us victory over the disbelieving people. The Shaykh, he says, وَهَذِهِ الْآيَةُ حكاية لدعاء فئة من المؤمنين وهم طالوت وجنوده في مقام المواجهة لأعداء الله تعالى وهم جالوت وجنوده وكانوا مشركين بالله تعالى وكان عددهم يفوق عدد المؤمنين بكثير ولهذا تضرع هؤلاء المؤمنون إلى الله تعالى يسألونه أسباب النصر على المشركين في هذا القتال. يعني the Sheikh says that this ayat is an account of a dua from a small group of believers, and they were Talut and his soldiers in the situation or the circumstance where they were face to face with the enemies of Allah the Most High. The enemies of Allah being Jalut and his soldiers. وَكَانُوا مُشْرِكِينَ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And these people, Jalut and his soldiers, they were mushriks who worshipped other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or something along with Allah the Most High. And he said, وَكَانَ عَدُدُهُمْ يَفُوقُ عَدُدُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِكَثِيرٍ. And the number of the enemies, the disbelievers, yani were far above, far exceeded the number of the believers. Yani they were outnumbered, yani by a great number. There are some accounts, and Allahu A'lam, yani about the accuracy of them, but to yani demonstrate the difference in the number, there are some accounts that the number of the believers, that they were 33,000, and the number of the disbelievers were 400,000. So imagine an army of 30,000 meeting an army of 400,000. What kind of situation is that? And the situation of armies, people meeting on the battlefield face to face, is tremendous. But when you're outnumbered like that, it's yani magnified. So this is the situation, yani, that this dua, the circumstance under which this dua came from this small group of believers. That is, that they were face to face with their enemies on the battlefield, and they were far outnumbered. And it is for this reason that they humbly implored, supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these yani believers supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking him for the means of victory, asbab al-nasr, the means of victory over the mushrikeen in this battle. Kama akhbar Allah ta'ala anhum biqawlihi, as Allah yani informs us concerning them in his saying, walamma barazu li jalut wa junudihi, yani meaning lamma wajaha حزب الإيمان وهم قليل من أصحاب طالوت لعدوهم أصحاب الجالوت وهم عدد كثير. يعني this is on the occasion when the party of the people of Iman, who were a small number of the companions of Talut, met face to face with their enemies, the companions of Jalut, and they were a great large number. They said, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. O our Lord, pour upon us patience. A. أَنْزِلْ وَاسْبُبْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا مِنْ عِنْدِكَ. Yani send down and pour upon us in abundance patience from yourself. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا, and make our feet firm. A. قَوِّي قُلُوبَنَا في على جهادهم. Yani, make our feet firm. The Sheikh says it means they're asking to make our hearts strong. Strengthen our hearts in fighting them. لتثبت أقدامنا فلا ننهزم. Yani, so that, yani, make our hearts strong in this fighting so that our feet will be firm and we will not be defeated. والأقدام إنما تثبت عند قوة القلوب. And the feet are only made firm when the hearts are strong. وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين, and grant us victory over the disbelieving people. أي أكتب النصر لنا عليهم. يعني write or record or decree for us victory over them. Yani, وَانْصُرُنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ, yani decree, yani victory, by bringing about its causes and its means to have victory over them. وقد أجابهم الله إلى ما سألوا وأنالهم ما إليه فيه رغبوا. يعني so Allah responded, He answered, يعني what they were requesting, and He granted them that which they desired, that which they were desirous of from Him. He granted them that, يعني that what? That He give them an abundance of patience, that He make them firm on the battlefield, and that He grant them victory over the disbelieving people. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, فَهَزَمُوهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ So they routed them. Yani they didn't just defeat them, but they overwhelmingly defeated them by the permission of Allah. أي غَلَبُوهُمْ وَقَهَرُوهُمْ بِحَوْلِ اللَّهِ لَا بِحَوْلِهِمْ وَبِقُوَّةِ اللَّهِ وَنَصْرِهِ لَا بِقُوَّتِهِمْ وَعَدَدِهِمْ Yani that they overcame them and they defeated them by the power of Allah, not by their own power, and by the strength of Allah and the help of Allah, not by their own power or their numbers. And then the Shaykh mentions here, then from Surah Ali Imran, the third Surah, 126 ayat, وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ And there is no victory except from Allah, the Mighty, the Wise. And then the Shaykh closes here with yani, two points of importance and another supplication, another hadith with a supplication of the Prophet ﷺ on the battlefield. But the two points of importance are before and after that supplication. The Shaykh says, وَقَدْ تَضَمَّنَ هَذَا الدُّعَى كَمَالَ الْإِسْتِعَانَ كَمَالَ الْإِسْتِعَانَ بِاللَّهِ وَتَمَامَ الْإِلْتِجَاءِ إِلَيْهِ فِي هَذَا الْمَوْقِفِ الْعَصِيبِ Yani that this dua is inclusive of كَمَالَ الْإِسْتِعَانَ بِاللَّهِ Yani the perfection of their seeking help from Allah. Yani their seeking help from Allah, yani they asked help from Allah alone. They completely, yani only asked for help from Allah. وَتَمَامَ الْإِلْتِجَاءِ إِلَيْهِ Yani and that they also completely, yani perfectly sought refuge in Allah alone. Meaning that their isti'an and the iltija, their seeking help and their seeking refuge was completely and perfectly in Allah alone. In this extremely difficult situation. Then the Shaykh mentions from the hadith, وَقَدْ جَاءَ فِي السُّنَّةِ مِنْ حَدِيثِ سُحَيْبَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقول إذا لقي العدو اللهم بك أحول وبك أصول وبك أقاتل رواه أحمد يعني it has also been narrated in the sunnah from the hadith of Suhaib رضي الله عنه that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم when he used to meet an enemy he used to say اللهم بك أحول يعني it is O Allah يعني it is by you or Yani meaning, with your help, I outmaneuver or out, yani strategize the enemy. Wabika asulu, and it is with you or by your help that I attack and assault the enemy. Wabika uqatilu, and it is with you or by your help that I fight. Yani the enemy, this hadith reported by yani al-Imam Ahmed in his Musnad. And it's also reported in the Sunan of Abu Dawud and the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi and Shaykh al-Albani mentions in Sahih al-Jami' that it is a Sahih hadith. And finally the Shaykh mentions with the last point, yani that we want to join together with Kamal al-Isti'ana and Tamam al-Iltija, yani that not only our seeking help should be from Allah alone completely, and that our seeking refuge should be in Allah alone, first and last, but the Shaykh says that this dua Yani is also an indication of what? Huwa tafweedun ilallahi wa atimadun alayhi wa huwa subhanahu alladhi biyadihi azimmatul umur wa maqalidus samawati wal ard wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa bihi. Yani in this dua there's also an indication of tafweed ilallah, that a person surrenders, gives over their affair completely to Allah alone. Yani give it to Allah. Yani don't imagine that you are able to do something. Rather, surrender it to Allah. And yani give your affair to Allah and trust in Allah. Surrender. Tafweed ila Allah wa atimad alayhi. And depend upon Allah. Rely upon Allah completely. first and last. For He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one in whose hand is the reins of the affair, meaning the complete and total control over all affairs. In His hands are the keys, and of the treasures of the heavens and the earth. And there is no power to repulse evil, and no strength to achieve good except with Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to place in our heart an awareness, a consciousness, an acknowledgement of the importance of these du'a that He Himself subhanahu wa ta'ala selected to be placed in the Quran for the believers throughout history until the end of time to read, to reflect upon, to ponder over, to seek understanding of their meaning, and to have a firm conviction in our heart of the truthfulness of these words and the importance of these words, and to recite them with that reality, the reality that this is truth, and that the one who supplicates with these words is supplicating with words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself has selected for the believers to come to know and to reflect upon and to supplicate with. May Allah grant us success in memorizing these words and in understanding their meanings more and more and making them a part of our life that we supplicate with as often as possible. From the great things that enables a believer to be successful in this world and the next is the abundance of dhikr and dua, that a person is constantly engaged in the remembrance of Allah and in calling upon Him for every need, in every situation or circumstance. And these supplications that we're going to be looking at in the next few weeks are supplications that are of the greatest of importance. And they are supplications from people, believers, who were not prophets or messengers. But they were people who were near to Allah, who were beloved to Allah. And as such, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showcased, the words that came from their heart to Him, to show us as a model and an example to be followed, how He wants us to call upon Him. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone and in accordance with the sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that He recognize, reward and record and multiply our good deeds and pardon and forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He grant us al-thabat, to be firm upon a sirat al-mustaqim until we return to Him being in a condition that's pleasing to Him and that we are pleased with Him. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. And whoever doesn't have to stay, you're welcome for a few minutes to stay with us and have some light refreshments. If you're not in a hurry to leave, we'll be happy for everyone to stay for a few minutes.